Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Liberty Temple Worship Center CD Ministries. I hope this CD blesses your socks off, beloved. I hope it encourages you. I hope it lifts you up. I hope it lets you know that in spite of being discouraged, in spite of being broken, in spite of being brokenhearted, in spite of being discouraged, in spite of not having any peace, Jesus is still able to show up and to minister to you in the center of your circumstance because he is a great God. I hope this word you hear today, it'll help you stay on the straight and the narrow path. I hope this word you hear today will give you the ability to believe God for whatever healing and miracle it is that you have need of. I hope that this word you hear today will help you get yourself up, shake the dust off, and run this race with patience, knowing that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you. And there is nothing impossible unto them that have faith and confidence in God. Beloved, I hope this CD, this sound blesses you in such a way that you are ready to fight the good fight of faith, regardless of what condition or what circumstance you may be in. Because let me tell you, you are not in this battle alone. Not only is Jesus standing with you, but there's a body of believers just standing with you and praying the prayer of faith for you too. So, beloved, enjoy and let the blessings of God fill your spirit and encourage your soul. God bless. Thank you, gentlemen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles opened up to the book of Luke, the 5th chapter. Last week I made a statement about failure. Well, today we're going to continue in that area and we're going to deal with it even a little bit more. In the 2nd verse it says, And saw two ships standing by the way. Some of the treble off. Standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Underline washing your nets, because it is very important. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night long, underline toiled, all night long and have taken nothing, but key word, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they unclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, and at the draught of the fishes which had they taken. But Jesus said, Nevertheless, you shall become fishers, and you shall catch men. Amen? Come on and give God some praise for his word. Amen. Out of all the people, as we were talking this morning, you would think that Jesus himself, when he was looking for his disciples, he would decide that he wanted the most intelligent, the strongest, men with wisdom, knowledge, character, all of this good stuff to be his 12. Because you have to remember, he's only got 3 years. It's not like he has a lifetime to do his ministry. So you would assume that he would look for the best, the brightest, the greatest, the smartest. But he picks a doubter. He picks a curser. And he picked Judas. And we're not even going to talk about what problems the other ones had. But these are the people that he picked for his ministry. Because God doesn't care about your shortcomings. What he cares about is your obedience to him. As we see here, it says, saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. The only problem with this is they washed their nets. They hadn't caught anything. So if they hadn't caught any fish, why were they washing their nets? Normally, when folks do this type of thing, or this type of action is taking place, that means that they have given up. They have said, forget it. I'm not going out anymore. I'm not going to try it anymore. It's like you putting pack, you say you get tired of something, I'm going to pack it away. I'm done with it. I'm not going to do it anymore. And this is the attitude that they had. They had accepted a spirit of failure in their lives, and they were going to run with this. But God doesn't want us to take on a spirit of failure. He wants us to fight back with all that we have. Like last week, go back to the book of Jeremiah. The first chapter of Jeremiah. As we notice what God was talking to Jeremiah, he called Jeremiah. He chose Jeremiah. He spoke to him. He said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Anybody that God has already formed, God has not created a failure. Anybody God has already predestinated is not a failure. Anybody that God has sanctified is not a failure. We are failures in our minds, which we have to cast down. Every imagination that tries to exalt itself against or above the very word that God has put in your life, which has made you who you are. We are all different. There are no two people in this auditorium that have the same fingerprints, because God made you the way he made you, because he knew who you were. God predestinated. He chose you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Before your mother even knew that she was going to be a mother, God already knew you. He already knew what you were going to do. He already knew which way you were going to go. He already knew the mistakes you were going to make. He already knew the rights that you were going to do. He already knew the thoughts you were going to have. He already knew the situations and the circumstances and the problems that were going to arise in your life. God already knew this. Seeing that he already knew this, that meant that he gave you something that you didn't have to worry about ever being a failure. He gave you the word of God, the authority of God, the power of God, and most importantly, the love of God, where you can look down into yourself and recognize and say, Lord, I didn't make it, but I'm not a failure. Lord God, I didn't succeed at it, but I'm not a failure. Because as long as you accept the fact that you're not a failure, you can keep pressing on. You can keep fighting a good fight. You know, sometimes folks say, you'll never amount to anything. You'll never get anything done. But if you accept that, then you will be a failure. But if you say, I resist that in the name of Jesus, then you don't ever have to worry about being a failure. Anything that you accomplish it in God. I got news for you. God did not create no failures, Brother Tim. He created people of God, people that were going to stand up and proclaim that this is the acceptable day and the year of the Lord. God told Jeremiah, I sanctified thee, I set you apart. He said, but I don't know how to talk, Lord. Doesn't matter. See, he had already accepted the fact that the spirit of the failure. But God said, it don't matter whether you know how to talk. I'm going to work through you anyway. God will work through you anyway. You don't have to be somebody supernatural or the most intelligent person or the greatest person. Look at who Jesus chose to be his disciples. If that was the case, he'd have never chose them guys. He sat right there with Judas, knowing that Judas was going to be the very one that was going to betray him and had sup with him and break bread with him. Knowing that this was going to be the man that was going to point him out to the Jews for him to be gone. But see, what we understand, go back to Luke. While they were washing their nets, and he entered into the ships, which were Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down, and he taught the people out of the ship. God can make something out of nothing. He can turn your mistakes into great blessings. He can turn your shortcomings into victories. But you got to stay in God. And you've got to continue in your word. You can't let nothing separate you. You know, we talk about, Paul said, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. What he was saying was, I will allow nothing to pull me apart from the word that God has established in my heart and in my spirit. Because if it separates you from that, then you, it's possible you might fail. Because the word is your strength. And we know that your strength is your joy. And as long as you can enjoy and make joyful noises unto yourself, you can make it. I don't care what kind of storm you find yourself in. I don't care what kind of trouble you find yourself in. It doesn't matter what people think about you or what they say about you or what they assume about you. You are who you are because God has called you to be who you are. You are going through what you're going through because God has already predestinated that you go through it because there's a reason and a purpose behind it. I know everybody's heard about Bishop Long. You know, preachers like to get together and congregate and talk about stuff. And I try to stay out of it. So I was walking by and they asked me my opinion. I said, well, do you really want to know my opinion? They go, yeah. I said, okay. I said, well, let me ask you something. I got two questions for you. Were you there? No. Did you see it? No. So what are you saying? I'm saying it's none of your business. Amen. Lift him up in prayer. Amen. If he did, if he didn't, lift him up in prayer. It ain't none of your business. This is the last place you guys need to be talking about a man of God, and you are men of God, so you know better. You ought to be lifting him up in prayer. That's what's going on here. That's why Jesus chose the men that he chose. He knew that what's his name was going to betray him. He knew that Peter was going to cuss and want to cut the guy's ear off. He knew all this. He knew that Doubting Thomas was going to be a doubter and not have faith. But he chose them anyway because he knew once the word of God got down into their soul and into their spirits. And if you think about it, when it come down to the way the rubber meets the road, they run off and they left him. After they promised they wouldn't. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Well, sometimes God wants you to go out into the deep. Well, it's a possibility they were catching no fish out of normal because they were in the shallow waters. Sometimes you have to leave shallow people alone and move out to some deep folk. That came back. Answered said, cast out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. And Simon answered said unto him, Master, well, they've already recognized that he's master. When you recognize who God is, when you recognize what he is and you recognize what he's all about, then all you got to do is make up your mind to do what? Serve him. So Simon says, we have toiled. The word toil means to become weary. We're weary from casting our nets out and pulling in nothing. But remember, they were in shallow water. When you hang around with shallow people, you think on shallow things. And God wants us to have greater understanding and knowledge because there's going to come a time in your life when you're going to be all by yourself. And you're going to need God. And you're going to need to be able to call upon him and understand and believe and know that he heard your prayer and that he's answering your prayer. But if you don't get to know him now, you won't know him then. And the only way you'll ever get to know God is through this word, because this is how God talks. He talks to us through his word. But if your Bible is in the back seat of your car or on your bookshelf someplace or holding up something else in your house and you're not reading it, then you'll never know what God says. You have to depend on what some preacher tells you, and you never know whether it's telling you the truth or not. The word of God says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have everlasting life. Just because you read them don't mean you got everlasting life. Well, glory to God. So they toil all night. We're tired. We've been throwing these nets out there all night. We haven't caught nothing. So they decided that we're just going to quit. We're failures. We're going to wash our nets and we're going to put them up. But then Jesus came and they said, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. But the key to victory is when you say, nevertheless. I'm in a lot of pain, Lord, but nevertheless. I got all kinds of troubles, but nevertheless. My finances are dried up, but nevertheless. I got trouble in my house and trouble on my job, but I make the statement, nevertheless. When Jesus was in the garden, he said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, thy will be done. Nevertheless changes the whole intent and the outtake of the whole sentence. When he made the statement, well, nevertheless, he said, well, we didn't catch anything last night, Brother Tim, but nevertheless, Brother Relaford, let's try it again. Nevertheless, let's go on out. We're out in the deep. Because see, long as they were on shore washing their nets, everybody else were washing their nets. So they were with a bunch of shallow people who were telling them doing the same thing. Listen, you guys will never catch nothing. You can't catch nothing. You'll never accomplish anything. Just wash your nets and store them up and forget about it. There are no fish out there. But Jesus comes along and tells them, cast out into the deep. Sometimes you have to separate yourself to where God wants you to be separated to, so that you can hear what he has to say. I found out if you put about 10 people in the room and give them one conversation to talk about, you will not get nothing out of it. Because all those 10 people will be talking about something different pertaining to the same thing, and you won't get any understanding. But if you move afar off, I guarantee you, you will hear one, what one of them is saying, so that you can have some type of knowledge. Sometimes you have to move yourself into a different area so that you can hear what God wants you to say. They toiled all night, but he said, nevertheless, at thy word, because of the word of God, there is nothing that is impossible unto us. Because of the word of God, we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us, who has enabled us. Because of the word of God, we can have life even in the midst of death. Because of the word of God, we can have victory in the midst of trouble. Because of the word of God, we can have deliverance when our bodies are wrecked. Because of the word of God, when our hearts are broken, we can still have joy. Why? It's because of the word of God. Why? Because the word of God raises up a standard on the inside of us that lets us know that we have the ability on the inside of us to stir up the gift and to encourage ourselves. Sometimes you may have to fall on your face and cry out before God and lift up your hands unto the Lord and tell him how much you love him and how much you appreciate him. What we've forgotten, we start asking God for things, it's time to start thanking him for them. Oh my God. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. Now, something I didn't notice before, they were in the same waters. Weren't they? They were in the same waters. Only thing is, now they moved to a different spot. And because they moved to a different spot, Will, now their nets burst. You cannot lose when you follow God. When you listen to the Lord, you cannot lose out on what God has for you. God did not create you to be a failure in anything that you put your hands to. God created you to be the best at anything that you do. God created you to be the smartest at anything you do. God created you to be the most anointed at anything you do. And God created you to understand that with the wisdom of God that there is nothing impossible unto you. And God created you that you might see through the natural and see over into the spiritual those things which you cannot see naturally. What I found out this week, I found out something about faith. I found out that faith is more than believing God for something. Faith is looking past what you believe and seeing it already done. Faith is that you can't see. Faith is that you can't hear. Faith is that what you can't feel. Faith is what you haven't experienced. But you know that it's still going to happen because God is God. And he don't never change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Elohim. He's our mighty. He's God Almighty. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's that wheel in the middle of a wheel. He is the rose of Sharon. He's the bright, and he is the morning star. He's Jehovah M. Kadesh. He's all these things. And we know that there is nothing impossible under our God. So what we need to do is to hide ourselves in the secret place of the Most High and abide under his shadow. And then when we abide under his shadow, we abide under the anointing of God. When they listened to him, when he made the statement, nevertheless, he decided that it's time for me to stop doing it my way and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. By abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, their nets were full to the point where they were overflowing. My God. And because they had caught so much fish, they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. My Lord, they caught so much fish in a place where they assumed there were no fish, that both boats were about to sink. That's how much fish they caught. So you can imagine what you can accomplish in God. There is nothing that you cannot accomplish in God. Your purpose was predestinated and purposed even before you were formed in your mother's womb. You are great. The greatness that God has put in you is not just for you, but it's for someone else. It's for someone to understand that there is power in you. There's glory in you. There's love in you. There's peace in you. There's joy in you. There's an overcomer in you. There's a waymaker in you. There's a deliverer in you. There's a healer in you. That's what your destiny is. Let no one separate you from your destiny. Don't allow your trials to separate you from your destiny. Don't allow your situations to separate you from your destiny. Don't allow your persecutions and your inflictions to separate you from what God has already predetermined in your life. And that's that you be victorious in all your situations. Though you travel through the valley of the shadow of death, you're not supposed to fear evil because God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And the soundness of your mind radiates when you stand upon the principles of the word of God. You don't have to sink. You don't have to fall because God did not make you a failure. He made you great. He made you mighty. He created you the way that he wanted you to be. We always trying to change something about ourselves. We want to be like this one and we want to be like that one. We ought to want to be what God has called us to be. They were so amazed. Closing in the 11th verse. They were all so amazed that when they got back to land, they forsook all and they followed him. They left the boats. They left the fish. They left the nets. They left everything. Remember, they was just doing all that crying and cleaning their nets, calling it quits, assuming that they had a spirit of failure upon their lives. Now here they are giving it all up. Nets, both boats full of fish. That's because every place Jesus went, he drew people. Amen. And it wasn't because he was Jesus, it was because of what was manifesting in him that drew them. And it drew these guys, they just forget it. Y'all can have it. What you gonna do with the fish? They can have it. What about the boats? We don't care. Want us to put your nets up? Nope, you keep them. So why are you giving up everything? Because we found something greater. We found something greater than fishing for fish. We found out that we actually have the ability to fish for men. When you fish for men, that means you have power to give life where there's death. to produce joy where there's sadness, to encourage where there's discouragement, to uplift where there's down, to heal where it's broken. You have that ability and you have that power. So you might as well start using it to the glory of God. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. I like the fact that God formed me in the belly and knew me. That's why he said he searches a man's heart, because he already knows. If I was to fall down these steps, God knew back then that I was going to fall down these steps. So that means he's already made provisions for me. Remember that time I fell down these steps? Last year, I fell on these steps and I fell right into the arms of a bunch of people, because God knew I was going to fall. So he made provisions for my fall. God has made provisions for your falls, for your mistakes, for your shortcomings. And if you keep your eyes on him, you'll see what God has in store for you. The sign says, expect a miracle. But I've come to a point where I have to expect a little bit more. Miracles are great. But a miracle is a one-time thing. But the blessings of God, they flow, and they flow, and they flow, and they flow. Somebody told me, Rev, you got the easiest job in the world. I said, you must be on crack. I wish it was days I didn't have to come into the office and Sherry meet me at the door with an $8,000 payroll bill or a $12,000 income tax bill or a $5,000 light bill or a $7,000 this or $8,000. Don't seem like nothing is under $200. And then they got this new thing. If you don't pay it in one spot, they tack it on to another spot. So they force your hand. So they just keep moving it. So if you don't fix it while you can, and those type of situations will make you feel like a failure. But we're not failures. We're just children of God passing through, doing the will of God. There ain't nothing we can do but trust in him and believe and stand on the word of God and watch God do what God does. Amen. I said to myself, I said, Lord, have mercy. Going on 2 years now, I see some new faces, but I don't see no growth. So I tend to beat up on myself about it. God says, stop beating up on yourself about that. It is what it is. You keep preaching the word. We keep preaching the word. And keep trusting and believing in God. And start calling those things that are not as though they are, and don't accept defeat, and don't think about failures, and don't get discouraged, but stand up and proclaim, this is God's church, this is God's house, these are God's people. There are great things that we're going to accomplish. There are things that we're going to do. They gave up everything to follow Jesus. Baby, until you've had to give up everything, You don't know what it's like. It ain't no great joy to give up everything and walk away. But I got news for you. You're not walking alone. You're walking in God. And sometimes it seems like you're going to go absolutely crazy. The reason I never let my hair get long enough from finger grab so I don't have to grab it. When it gets long enough that I can get my fingers in it, I cut it. It's a lot easier to bite nails than it is to pull hair. And then God says, you bit off your nails, what'd that solve? Look, you bit that one too close, now it's bleeding. Why didn't you just pray? Why didn't you just have confidence in me? Sometimes it looks like the ship is sinking. And you can feel it sinking. And you're looking for somebody to throw you a life preserver or something. And there's no one there to throw it to you. But keep standing anyway. Don't be like the little boy. Kept calling out, Lord, I need help. I'm drowning, I'm drowning, I'm drowning. Somebody come by and help him, baby girl. God sent him a log. He said, that's all right, God. I got a log. What would he have done if he'd got a little bit further down and found out that there was a waterfall? He'd have needed more than a log. He'd have needed Jesus again. So while we got him, let's use him and let's let him use us. Let's stand up, everyone. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I am not a failure. I will not fail, but I will succeed. And the reason I will succeed, because God purposed that I succeed. The reason I will succeed is because God chose me to succeed. In the beginning, God formed me, picked me, separated me, that I might succeed and fulfill the purpose that God has in my life. Remember, the destiny that you have is controlled by how you serve your God. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if you've ever been through in your life where you felt like a failure, like you've missed God, but it's a horrible feeling. And it ain't too easy to bounce back from it either. But I tell you what, though, God gives you bounce back capability. Amen. It's something about the Word of God that'll help you bounce yourself right on up and realize that it's not your battle, but the battle belongs to the Lord. He already told you to bring all your burdens unto Him. All ye that are heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Well, dear Lord, if He's going to give me rest, then I need to go to Him. The simplest scriptures we overlook. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What do we need added unto us? Anything that we need. All we got to do is seek. He didn't say you was going to find Him, but He said keep seeking. In your seeking, you will find things that you need. Because God's going to put them right there in your path so you can walk right up on them and you'll be like, wow, it's been there all the time. Amen. So let's trust God and let's believe in God. God is a way maker. I get excited, Sister Rochelle, because dear Lord, if He used Peter, and he broke bread with his best bud, who he knew was going to turn him over, and enjoyed himself. What am I crying for? Jesus knew he was going to die. He knew he only had 3 years. He lived all of his life to reach 30 years old and do ministry for 3 years. And did it with joy. How much more should we praise him? Amen. Father, I thank you for these that are standing today. I pray that by the power of the living God, that you would touch our lives and move upon our spirits, encourage our souls and our hearts, Father. Lord God, there are so many things that we are going through, Lord God. There are problems in our jobs, problems in our homes, problems in our minds, problems in our bodies, problems in our spirits, Father. But Lord God, we're confidence is in you. So Lord God, if you don't change it, if you don't remove it, if you don't renew it, then it can't be done. But Father, we will not give up. We will not stop running this race. We will not stop having faith and confidence in your grace, for your grace is sufficient. Lord God, we will not stop. Your mercy will endure all things unto us. So Father, we're going to keep praising you. We're going to praise you in the center of the storm. We're going to praise you on the outside of the storm. We're going to praise you in the very earth of the storm. Father, regardless of whether it's the wind, we'll praise you. Regardless of whether it's raining, we'll praise you. In the snow, we'll praise you. Hurricanes and tornadoes, we'll praise you, because we understand that, Father, it's you that has the victory in our lives. Therefore, we'll stand in you and we'll trust in you. So, Father, I pray that you let the Spirit of God manifest itself in their lives, bringing them to a place of peace and manifesting the glory of God, that they might see beyond the natural and see the spiritual and look at the picture that you look at, Father, so we can see what you see and stop seeing what we see. Because when we see what we see, we can only imagine as little ones. But when we see what you see, we can imagine as men. So, Father, and women of God. So, Father, I thank you for touching our minds and touching our souls and touching our hearts this morning, for moving by your Spirit. Father, I thank you right now, and I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord, beloved. I thank God for you allowing this ministry to minister to your heart. I hope today that you heard something that gave you the ability to stir up the gift of God within you, that you might continue in on this race, knowing that nothing self-separates you from the love of God. Beloved, I thank God for you for donating to receive this CD from the ministries at Liberty Temple Worship Center. May the blessings of the Lord be upon your life and in your life. And may you be encouraged in all your endeavors and your posterity. May it be full in your life. And I thank God for you. And I pray that the blessings of God will be upon you, within you, and around you. I pray that the Lord God will guide your path and give you victory in all your circumstances. And God bless you, beloved. In Jesus' name.